There's an upcoming Human Rights and Freedom Day youth celebration that is due to take place at Kyalami that we think you need to know more about, and certainly I need to know more about it. So let's find out with Olafemi Katani from the Queenith Indaba Foundation. Olafemi, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining the National Pulse. Olafemi, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for connecting to the National Pulse, right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, tell us about your event, which ties in the importance of Freedom Day and South Africa's youth.
So tomorrow's event is actually kicking off tomorrow with the Youth Day Fest. So we're just going to have something like a panel discussion and open discussion with the youth and opportunities available. So we only have 500 packs that are going for free for the youth for the entire event. So the scope of the event is it starts from tomorrow, where we have the panel discussion in Kyalami. On the Thursday, it's going to be the walk in Vilakazi Street. On Friday, we have masterclasses for small business and the big festival on Saturday.
So who should attend and how should they attend?
Anyone. I don't believe in ageism. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm raised by PBTs. So I actually want to extend the invitation to anyone that can make their time or make their way to any of our hotspots. So we are providing transportation to patents. They're going to be at the nearest malls all around Gauteng and Soweto. So they just need to go onto our website. It's www.queenithindabafoundation.co.za. They should find a link there that should take their details and provide them with a ticket.
Okay, Queenith Indaba, Queen and an E-T-H, Queenith Indaba Foundation.
Yes.
That's pretty simple, right? Okay. What are the expectations for you in terms of the multiple programs that you talk about, and at the end of the programs or the culmination on Saturday, you want to see what happening?
I really want to see young people getting exposure. I want to see young people coming in their numbers for opportunities, not only here. We've partnered with Russia. We've partnered with the USA. So we want to give, I'm tired of hearing no jobs for young people. There's nothing like that. And the SASSA, can that story that are willing to change their lives and creating opportunities. We understand to get to such.
All right, I think we're losing you, and it's just a bad connectivity. We're going to have to just wrap that up, unfortunately. But it's okay. I think the important one, and thanks to my guest, Olafemi Katani.